I really appreciate the simplicity with which St. John writes his letter. Whoever possesses the Son has life. Whoever does not possess the Son of God does not have life. My brothers and sisters, have you ever experienced the fullness of health in your life? I know right now I've got a bum knee. I'm getting old. I was trying to get undressed in order to go to bed several days ago, and as I tried to pull one of my feet out of the pant leg, it got caught, and I hopped a couple times on my left leg and then caught myself so I didn't fall down and crash. But then as soon as I stabilized myself, I could feel a twinge in my left knee. When I woke up the next morning and I put my feet on the ground and started walking to the bathroom, it was like, oh my gosh, what did I do to my knee? It was swollen up, it was hurting. Have you ever experienced the fullness of health in your life? It would be interesting, wouldn't it, in living out of our life, if we waited until everything was right before we lived it? So what's wrong with you? Well, you know, I have a hangnail, so I'm going to stay in bed all day today. I'm not full. I'm not perfect. I'm not complete. So I'm just going to lay in bed until that hangnail is healed. I'm struck in the gospel by Luke, who writes that the leper that Jesus heals was full of leprosy. Did you hear that? Just didn't have a little bit on his cheek or on his left arm, or he was full of leprosy. And basically, he was the walking dead, the decomposing of a flesh within him, throughout his body. He's full of death. And Jesus draws him back from this place of death to complete and utter restoration and life. My brothers and sisters, this is the grace that saves us. It is what we've all experienced in Jesus Christ by our baptism, confirmed in confirmation, renewed every time we celebrate the Eucharist. We have received this restoration of grace from death to life. There is no in-between when it comes to this grace that we have experienced in Jesus Christ. We are either dead or we are alive. If we possess the Son, we possess life. Right? That's what John said. You possess the Son, you possess life. The problem is as Catholics, we don't usually often focus upon this grace that saves. We focus on the grace that transforms, the grace of conversion, to move from doing what I don't want to do into the things that I do want to do. And we spend so much energy and focus on it that we refuse to get out of bed. Because I'm not perfect. If we have never experienced fully that in life, in our bodily sense, that, you know, well, I'm just going to call in sick today. I can try to think of some obscure thing. I got a bruise on my rear end from sitting down too hard the other night as I was sitting down in the soft, cushy chair to watch the news. Got a bruise on my rear end, so I'm not going into work today. My brothers and sisters, do we live and operate in the life that has been given to us? Or do we get so concerned that we are not perfect in spiritual health. We keep putting off and putting off and putting off until we are perfect. I get the impression, well, hopefully you get the impression for where I'm going with this, is that so we need to get out of bed. And we need to live in the life that has been given to us. Are you with Jesus? Then you possess life. There is grace that comes, my brothers and sisters, the grace that transforms, the grace of drawing closer to fidelity to Jesus, of even the opening prayer. You know, may the understanding of salvation enlighten our minds, come to greater fulfillment in who we are. May we fully grasp it more clearly so that we can live it more fully. All of this is true, but it shouldn't keep us from living out the life that we have been given in Jesus Christ. And I dare say that refusing to live out in the grace that has brought us into life in many ways can hinder us from living out in the grace that transforms us. We're waiting to be perfect before we get out of bed. Sometimes it takes getting out of bed in order for the grace to come to bring us into perfection. So, my brothers and sisters, we have a decision to make. Do we possess the Son or not? If your answer is yes, then, my brothers and sisters, we are alive in Jesus. Begin to live in that life. Live fully in that life in Him. Are we full of leprosy, or have we been brought to complete fullness of health? Because we were, without Jesus, completely dead. Don't say to me, well, I'm half alive. I haven't really got into the, you know, and it doesn't work in that way. Jesus brings the leper from fullness of death and disease into the fullness of health and life. We need to operate in that grace as we live out our conversion, as we live out the healing, as we live out the fullness of who we are, being drawn into perfection in Jesus Christ. Amen.